Welcome everybody to Friday night at our Dhammaloka Centre in Nollumara, Western Australia. And again, for this evening, I'll be giving the 30-minute meditation, guided for mostly, and then just towards the last 5 or 10 minutes to be peaceful, to give you a chance to also enjoy the calmness for meditation. And afterwards, I will give a Dhamma talk. And of course, it's a dead giveaway today because these things over here in front of me, the eggs and the rabbits, especially this big one over here, that just appeared, I'm not quite sure where from. I just was in here when I came in. But anyway, it just lets people know that this is Easter today. The Good Friday, first day of Easter. So I'm sure that somehow or other we'll find a use for these eggs. And a little bunny as well. So anyway, we'll see how we can best make use of those. But for any announcements, because this is in our COVID lockdown time in Perth and the whole of Western Australia, it means that I'm speaking to just about an empty room, just the people who are working here and are looking after the place. So it can't be a public talk. But nevertheless, it's a beautiful time over here in Western Australia. Great time to be a monk because I have more time to be quiet. So more time to have seclusion. More time to have social isolation, which to me is a wonderful world. Otherwise, it's like being on retreat. But anyway, there's still a few bits of business to be done as well. And of course, the last week when I was here, I was actually saying that certainly Bodhidharma Monastery, enough food is coming to our monastery now, and a few donations are coming in now through, mostly through the PayPal account, which is amazing. So thank you and all the merits to you for giving those donations. And of course, very soon, there will be for the Thai community, the Laotian community, Burmese community, actually the whole of the Southeast and South Asian community, we're having the Songkran. It's the new year. And unfortunately, we're not allowed to celebrate it because that would be breaking the rules. So I would invite everybody to do something good while you're at home, something which is kind, generous, forgiving at that particular time. That's on Monday, 13th of April, 14th and 15th. But please, we don't need a whole lot of people coming to our monasteries, because that would be breaking the law. And it would also, not just breaking the law, it will show that Buddhists in Australia and the world are not really doing their part to help solve the problems of this pandemic. So it's great to celebrate those occasions, but celebrate it at home rather than coming to monasteries. Okay, so now we can do a little bit of meditation. And again, if you'd like to get yourselves in a meditation posture, and just to see just how peaceful that rabbit is sitting next to me. It hasn't moved since I came here. That's what we call physical tranquility. So anyway, let's see what we can do. Not many years ago, somebody made a lifelike statue. Not statue, it was like a model of Ajahn Chah. And it was so convincing, they put him on Ajahn Chah's usual seat. And people would come there, they bow 3 times and they start meditating. And they think, wow, that Ajahn Chah sits so peacefully. He doesn't even move. They didn't realize it wasn't the real Ajahn Chah, it was just a model. But it was very funny when people found out that it was just an image of him rather than a real thing. Real things move. Real things move because that's how we get comfortable. But once we are comfortable, we can let go of much of the movement and we can incline towards stillness, towards what in the suttas they call kaya prasaddhi and citta prasaddhi, the tranquility of the body and the tranquility of the mind. So to get the tranquility of the body, first of all, close your eyes, please. With your eyes closed, bring attention to your physical body. You're sitting here. I don't know where here is for you, because these talks go all over the world. Wherever here happens to be, your mind also comes here too. It comes into your body, and you feel its legs and butt and back. How do all these feel? And you incline towards comforting those parts of your body. You start by asking simple question. Legs, are you comfortable? How do you feel? When I inquire of parts of my body how they are, I soon get an answer. That answer tells me whether I need to adjust my body. And I am kind enough to my body to make that adjustment. And I ask my body again, especially my legs. Legs, are you comfortable? Is there anything else you need? And I don't leave my legs until I'm confident that they are in a good position. Even though I've been meditating over 50 years, still I make sure not to rush the beginning stages. I'm careful, patient, and kind. And once my legs say that they are reasonably comfortable, then I go up to my bottom. I feel the pressure of my whole upper body on my cushion through my butt. And I recognize that feeling. Make sure it's as comfortable as I can make it. Adjust this, adjust that if I can. And then I let it go. And move slowly up my back, the lower back, making sure there's a nice curve there. Going up the back, and feeling it as I go up, making sure it's comfortable. And it is a useful method. I've been using this for years, to stretch my back, a good stretch, and then let go of control. Let go of holding it, and let it go to a position of ease, where nothing is being pulled, nothing is being squashed, the whole back is comfortable. Mindfulness and kindness together, what we call kindfulness, applied to parts of my body, relax those parts of my body. Then I go up to my shoulders. This group of muscles which can sometimes get tight, tense, and cause me pain. I feel both the left set of muscles, the right set of muscles, on either side of my spine. I feel them, and I ask both sides, how are you? How do you feel? Is there anything I can do to make you more comfortable? Sometimes just imagining those two sets of muscles as being stretched apart, being pulled. And I can feel that. I imagine whatever is pulling either side of those pair of muscles. I imagine that letting go. Not pulling, not squashing, just letting those muscles be. And I feel them become relaxed. The tightness, the tension inside of them eases off. Like an elastic band which was once stretched is now loose at ease. And then I go down my arms, feeling them, make sure everything is fine. Go past my elbows, past my arms, my forearms, my wrists and my hands. My hands weren't in a very good position, so now I notice that I can adjust. And I just feel, I almost let my hands discover the best position for themselves. Maybe move it this way, move it that way, all the time being mindful. So I can notice the most comfortable position for my hands. Once I find it, I leave my hands there. And go up to my shoulders and neck, making sure the head is well balanced on top of the neck. Ensuring the throat muscles are all at ease. Just inclining, intending to relax everything. Not holding anything tight or rigid. Not stretching anything, not squashing things. Letting my body be loose and at ease, part by part. And I go to my face. Noticing muscles around eyes and mouth. Being kind to them. I can feel some tightness in the muscles around the eyes. Just like something has been stretched, worked too hard. So I ease the pressure. I feel the muscles around the eyes get loose and comfortable. So the same around my mouth. So my facial muscles, through mindfulness and kindness, become at ease. I'm aware of those muscles. Now I expand the awareness to the whole body. From the top of my head to the tip of my toes. The whole body being looked after, cared for. Giving some TLC, tender loving care to my own body. Making sure it is comfortable, at ease. For the purpose of meditation. It becomes the main reason why you can sit still for such a long time. And then I go to the mind. Oh, sorry, I rushed. I go to the delightful feeling, first of all. The delightful feeling of a body being relaxed. when I notice that delightful feeling, the relaxation just goes to another level totally. The body more at ease. More delightful. It's amazing at my age that I can relax so deeply. And then I go to the mind, what I call the peaceometer. How peaceful are you, Ajahn Brahm? How peaceful are you? A number from 1 to 10. 1, really peaceful. 10, quite agitated. Or the other way around, if you like. 10 being really peaceful and 1 agitated. It doesn't matter. As long as you know how peaceful or how agitated you are. What makes you more peaceful? You find it's always letting go of something leads to more peace. Doing things leads to more tension. Letting go of time. No past, no future. Being in this moment, right now, just relaxing in the now. This is good enough for me. I'm happy to be here. If you want to be somewhere else, that's doing that makes you tense. Just being here with whatever is happening now. As the mind becomes more and more peaceful, there is less need for a commentary. You don't need to describe things to know them. soon the words become unnecessary. You just know what's happening now. Enjoy this quality of peace. You're coming to tranquility of the mind. If you can be aware of your breathing, just to notice the breath going in. Where it enters your body is not a concern. Just notice that aspect of breathing which tells you it's an in-breath. Noticing the aspect, that part of the out-breath, which just tells you it's going out. Breathing in, breathing out. As you breathe in peace, energy, health. Breathe out, let go. Breathe in, present moment. Breathe out, past and future. Breathing in peace. Silence. Breathe out all the noise and disturbance. Breathe in peace, breathe out, let go. I'm now going to be quiet for about 6 or 7 minutes. When I start speaking again, it will be to start the wrapping up of the meditation period. So how is your peace of mind now? What does it feel like inside? How tranquil is your mind? Sometimes only half an hour is not that long. Nevertheless, the mind is much more peaceful than when you started. It's almost happy just to sit here. And it doesn't want to go anywhere. You look at your body, it's just comfortable, it's at ease. It too is relaxed. You can agree with that description. Your body and mind have gone a long way into physical and mental tranquility. Wonderful for the mind. So healthy for the body. And you know how it works. I'll now ring the gong 3 times. When the last ring of the gong vanishes, that's a signal to open your eyes to come out of the meditation. So if you would like to just check your body and just stretch, relax, whatever, for 1 minute. Get yourselves comfortable. I'm going to have a sip of water, and afterwards I can give the Dhamma talk for this evening.